Hi, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I am bringing you the story by user Select Gift, posted on our incest subreddit. And this one is update number 28, one of two and two of two. I'll just read them together. And it's titled BS MDMS on vacation at my parents and things with mom escalate. Hello, peeps. I wanted to drop by one last time before the next couple of days just completely took over my life. My family takes Christmas very seriously, so we all go at it hard. I'll be too drunk to write anything for a period of 72 hours as of tomorrow morning. This update is long. It'll come in two parts. I've posted both parts at the same time so that it's easier to stop and come back to read if you don't have the time. God forbid I take a day to write a part two after I've had done it once before. LOL. Sunday night, we did mushrooms. Monday morning, I wrote the update, and after I got to work to finish all my stuff for the year, while I was feeling okay about what had happened on the weekend, I felt like a conversation with Dad needed to happen. To make sure I'm touching base with everyone, and we were all on the same page. It was a fairly long conversation, but I think my point got a little lost. I wanted to have a conversation to see how he was feeling about all of this. Does he like this? Does he get off on this? Or is he just okay with things because mom is into it? I didn't really prepare for the conversation. So when we got it going, I got a bit nervous. And I think it came across as me being worried I was doing something behind his back. He said over and over that mom and him fully are in the loop and that we were cool. Nothing to worry about. That I hadn't betrayed him or anything. But that wasn't really my intention. After the call, I felt like I couldn't get what I wanted because my lack of structured thoughts. So I would try again at some other time. The rest of the day went about normally. At around 4 p.m., my sister and I went over for some light Christmas shopping. Once we came home, Mom was still not home from work, and we had an opportunity to have sex. I only avoid the term making love because it sounds too corny. Although, it would be a much more accurate description of what happened. Mom came home with her own shopping bags, and just a few minutes after we had taken a shower and changed. Mom went to her room to talk to Dad about an hour. While I hung out outside smoking a cigar, my sister had fallen asleep on the couch shortly after saying hi to Mom. After her call, Mom joined me. She grabbed me my drink and sipped it every time after I did. We just sat there in silence and would smile at each other whenever we'd make eye contact. It wasn't awkward. It was really just very relaxed, enjoying each other's presence. "Can I ask you a question?" I said, passing her the drink. She responded, "Sure." Before I continued, "Did you discuss what happened this weekend with Dad?" She said, "Yeah. I told him about it and we discussed it. He's fine with it, if that's what you're asking." I didn't say anything for a moment and she passed me the drink. "What did you discuss?" I said, before she simply responded, "Private stuff," and chuckled. "Are you feeling any particular way about it? Would you like to talk about it?" she said, using a tone both reassurance and concern. "If that's what makes sense." I only replied, "No, I don't think I do." At this point, I was a bit more interested in talking about Dad. We sat there for a while longer, going in and out of conversation until the drink ran out. Then she leaned her head on my shoulder and said, "I'm really going to miss you. You've become my best bud." We got a little sappy for a moment, as if we were having the friendship equivalent of what happened with my sister earlier in the day. None of us had gotten dinner, so we grabbed some snacks and went back outside. My sister had woken up and joined us at this point. It was a really pleasant time. My sister decided to ruin a perfectly good moment by asking, "So are you guys going to fuck as soon as we come home from the airport, or are you going to wait until after dinner?" Mom only chuckled and said, "Probably both, assuming his dick doesn't get jet lag." We continued chatting until Mom said she was going to bed to take care of something. LOL. My sister and I decided it'd be nice time to go to the hot tub. It had been pretty murky during the day, but the evening was just clear skies and a beautiful full moon. Getting up, my sister said, "Let's go change." And before she turned away, without breaking eye contact, I got naked. She laughed and said, "Wow, look at you, Mr. Cool," and took her clothes off as well, leaving them on a pile on the floor on top of mine. The hot tub was nice. This time, she sat next to me with her head resting on my shoulder and my arm going around her. Lots of holding hands, and amongst that movement, her hand lands on my hard dick. She rubbed it casually, and we continued talking. It never really got more heated than that. Having had sex before in the afternoon had really left us satisfied. About a half hour in, Mom popped her head out. She was wearing her robe and had a book in her hand. She saw us and came over. As she did, my sister let go of my dick, but we remained the same as we were sitting. Mom started speaking from the door, and when she got close enough to realize that we were naked, she stopped, both walking and speaking, and making a not bad face. She said, "Look at you guys getting all chummy." My sister asked her to join us, and Mom stopped in the moment to think and said, "Ah, okay. I was really planning on just reading my book and then going to bed, but this will probably be just as good to get me sleepy," and took off her robe. She was wearing underwear underneath. It wasn't anything super fancy, but it made her look incredible. Once she'd taken her underwear off, she jumped in. She sat opposite of us, and we started talking. Her feet padded gently below the water. I was able to grab one of her feet and started giving it a casual massage, and Mom said, "Ooh, that feels nice," which prompted my sister to say, "Actually, can you do me as well?" She moved to sit next to my mom, and she lifted her foot, resting on top of my knee. So they both got one hand and one knee each, really more tickling them under the water than massaging them. Dad came up in conversation again, and I asked, "So with all this stuff about watching porn together, masturbating together, the open relationship for you to, quote, experiment with women, where did it all come from? This is so unlike the parents that raised me." Mom took a solid second to think about it. Her mouth opened to speak, but then she stopped and visibly took another moment to think. "Yeah, it definitely has been a bit of a new stage in our lives." While I had asked the question in a casual tone, I actually very much wanted an answer. Not just a none answer. Okay, I'm not going to transcribe this whole conversation. It seems to upset enough of you that I don't make posts like I used to. LOL, whatever that means. But know that her answer was basically that there wasn't ever one massive change. It was always one small thing that changed in progression until things were significantly different. That was pretty much the whole conversation. I pushed a bit to get more insight into the thought process, but the conversation ended with Mom basically admitting that she didn't know how else to explain it, other than one thing led to another. At this point, I felt I wanted to ask about the missing bits that she hasn't shared with me yet, but honestly, I could really take it or leave it now. I have all the information, and if it would put Mom in an uncomfortable situation to tell me, I don't need her to have to explicitly say it. We dropped it and moved on to other topics for a minute. "What's the weirdest thing that you and Dad have discussed about doing?" my sister asked, pretty much out of nowhere. It seemed like she truly didn't know the answer to this question. Mom laughed and said, "It was none of our business." And that they were extremely open with each other and talk about almost everything they have ever thought of. My sister accepted this answer. After another 30 minutes in the hot tub, we were like jelly and ended up going to bed. My sister and I wanted to sleep together, but it felt like locking the door was taking a step back. So we decided to just put a movie on, and if we got asked, we would say we fell asleep watching it. I went down on her before we actually watched the movie until we fell asleep. Mom didn't really even notice this happened. We woke up pretty early and we were all kind of all over each other. We just didn't want to be apart from each other. I wrote in the last update that her being next to me for the first time, she saw what went behind the scenes of these posts. Once again, she found it a little weird, but thought seeing me write the same sentence 5 times until I'm happy with it was pretty amusing. The last round of errands needed to be run, so we'd be going out together. However, my sister needed to go over to the school and pick up some stuff. While she was out, Mom came over to find me, with Dad on the phone. She said they both wanted to have a conversation with me. Like with the other one, I'm not going to get too much into the nit and grit here. I don't really feel like getting that emotionally vulnerable with this Reddit folk at 6:30 a.m. Mom barely spoke at all. Dad kind of carried the conversation. He wanted to touch base, as I had a conversation with him the day before, and I had approached Mom about the other stuff. So perhaps we should sit down together and talk. They said that just like my sister and Mom masturbating together, this needed to be a thing that we were all 100% into, or we don't do it at all. They invited me to take some time to think about it, what had happened on the weekend, think if I wanted it to happen again, and get back to them, but only proceed if it was absolutely certain I wanted to, that even one of us had any concern whatsoever that it shouldn't happen again. There was more, quite a bit more. I asked some more questions and got what I thought was a clearer picture of how they've come to be in this situation. I say that sentence acknowledging it's not like the circumstances fell on their laps, but they actively caused it. I'm not sure that we got to a point where I knew the detailed timeline of changing thoughts and how everything happened exactly, but I left at least feeling like I understood their logic. We ended the conversation with a really good hug with Mom and telling ourselves how much we love each other and went along on our merry way. I gotta be super honest at this point. I didn't really have any major concerns. I felt like I understood how things had taken place, how it felt about it, how I felt about it, and that I pretty much just straight up liked it. My sister would later in the day say that it was basically how she felt, the same. My sister and I basically spent the whole day in the car. As annoying as it was, we really enjoyed just having the space to ourselves and almost pretending that this is what things would be like if I never had to leave. If we were to have a life together, not gonna lie, the thought of figuring out how to stay creeps into my head from time to time. I can do my work from anywhere. I'd have to get rid of my apartment, lose all my friends, the family I have there. But then I'm reminded that too many sacrifices have been made by me and the people around me in order to be able to stay there. It feels like a debt I have to pay the rest of my life. I think my sister feels it too. The incoming blow. She'll tear up every once in a while when we hug or kiss. But for now, we just keep each other company in this limbo of emotions, too early for heartbreak, but too late for peace of mind. When we got home, it was rainy. Mom came home and needed to have one last phone meeting for the day, but suggested that we just chill and watch a movie together. And so we did. We talked about dinner and decided that we'd have a fancy meal just by ourselves, kind of a goodbye to the time we've spent together here. Not that we weren't looking forward to Dad coming back, but we did feel closer than ever as a result of his trip. Closer to the end of the afternoon, before getting ready, I decided to take a shower. But just as I was naked before jumping in, I was struck by this idea, an odd proposal. I would have never made my mom and sister on a whim like that. Even after what's happened in the last weeks. Walking out in a towel, my sister and mom were under a blanket still watching TV. Interrupting, I said, "If it's too weird, feel free to say no. But would you guys like to join me in the shower?" They looked at each other and giggled like kids for a moment. Once they had a little conversation with their eyes, Mom looked back at me and sighed and said, "Sure, but let's use my shower. It's bigger." Moving the blanket to the side, they got up, and before they started walking ahead of me, my sister grabbed my mom's hand. Both their incredible asses ahead of me as a little amused boosh to the main course the shower would be. It killed two birds with one stone, as it allowed me to have a semi ready by the time I had my towel off. My sister made eye contact with me and reached out to grab both sides of my mom's panties and pulled them down. Then she took my mom's top off. Once she was naked, Mom did the same to her, but maintained eye contact with me. This was the most direct sort of action I feel like my mom has had toward me. Until now, it's been this unacknowledged thing to be naked or even masturbate together. But this felt like an action for me, my own little show. It provided whatever motivation my penis needed to go from semi to a full hard-on. Like we did before, my spot would be in between them, even though my mom's shower was big enough for them to be around me. I stayed sandwiched by them, probably because the water would mostly get me. Their shower has one of those shower heads that pours water completely perpendicular to the floor. Jesus. What stupid way to describe it. I will Google it. A rainfall shower head. Mom let the water go, and my sister squirted a little bit of soap for each one of us. Individually, we lathered up. As Mom did her face wash, she looked away toward the wall. Taking advantage of this, my sister rushed her hand over to my dick and jerked me off as fast as she could with her soapy hands. I didn't make a peep, but the sound of the water was enough to mask any sound her hand may have been making. As soon as Mom gave the tiniest indication she was done and would turn around, my sister stopped. My dick was even harder than before, quite literally twitching up and down. "Can I just rinse off my face quickly?" said Mom, before being able to see how hard I was. Her only reaction was, "Oh my." We all chuckled. Whatever confidence I had asking for this to happen was used up then. At this point, the overwhelming reality of being in the shower with my mom and sister, staring to make me feel like I was in a dreamlike state. I'm having trouble putting it exactly into words, but it was just an overall sense that I had pushed my luck, and really, reality would probably snap back at any time. "Do you want me to do your back?" my sister asked. "Yeah, sure," I said, keeping an eye on Mom to see if she reacted any particular way. She didn't really even pay attention to us. My sister starts to rubbing and scratching my back. It was super relaxing. At the same time, I continued doing my front. A pretty intense debate is happening in my mind, questioning how to act in this situation. Shit, I don't even know what to say. If I force it, I'll probably be something awkward, but silence is also awkward. And we're all quiet now. Is this awkward? Fuck. My sister pinched my bum really hard and she laughed. This completely made me lose my train of thought and reminded me that what it took me so long to learn since the beginning of this whole adventure, to just go with the flow. I took a deep breath and told myself everything would be okay. "Mom, would you like me to scrub your back?" was my first step forward, embracing the situation. "Sure, honey, thanks." While I scrubbed my naked mom's back in the shower, let's take a moment to appreciate how fucking bizarre my life is now. My sister started to get a little bit more liberal with her reach. She'd come around with one hand and do my chest, hug me, rub her boobs on me, then go back. As I did Mom, her hands kept asking me to make it further and further into the sides and get to the sides of her breasts. But I just couldn't make that leap. Instead, I focused on doing massage-like strokes with my thumbs, applying pressure with them up and down her spine, making her shoulders, and then going down her lower back, My hands did persuade me to go to my mom's waist and hips, making even to the top of her butt. My dick was about to jump off me and kill us all. I want you to do the same thing you're doing to mom, said my sister. We all turned around, and now mom was doing my back, and I did my sister. Just like with mom, I abstained myself from making it to my sister's breast, because in theory, I am uncomfortable with my sister as I am with my mom. Nothing fancy happened while my mom scrubbed me, other than she did get my bum, and that was about it. After an unambiguously, unnecessarily long shower, we came out to get dried up. My sister automatically started drying me first, and I dried her. We both dried mom. I was touching mom's body, mainly because of the towels. But this didn't really matter. To Penrose? I don't know who that is. He was about to burst. Maybe that's penis. He was about to burst, dripping pre-cum continuously. I don't know why he... Okay, anyway. The girls got ready together. I dressed up in my room at the other end of the house. When we came together, they were looking incredible. Mom was wearing pants and a blouse, and my sister was wearing a skirt. We ordered the food, poured some drinks, and sat out in the patio as I smoked a cigar. We were having a great time. Some crooner music came up on the playlist, and my mom mentioned she sometimes feels nostalgic of teaching us how to slow dance when we were just starting to be interested in dating. I got up, grabbed her hand, and started dancing with her. My sister simply sat and watched. Bit of a weird moment, to say the least. A combination of maternal moment and a sexiness of my mom's tight body being so close. My hand rested on top of her ass, and her big boobs pressed against my chest lightly. When we were done, I walked my mom back to her seat and grabbed my sister. Same thing, except this time, we both just looked at each other as we danced, fully knowing we were going to fuck our genitals off later that night. Part 2 is posted now. This is update 28, 2 of 2. Food arrived. We ate and cleaned. Dessert would also be had with coffee in front of the fire in the living room. We sat on the floor and continued our conversation. In the last 3 months of my life, I've come to appreciate how awesome it is to be with people whom you can converse seemingly forever, including Dad. I can just spend hours and hours talking with these people, and we never run out of things to talk about or jokes to make. Not to sound cheesy here, but it's truly an amazing friendship that we all have. Somehow, along the conversation, we started to talk about old high school stories, where some people are and some people of the misadventures we had never told our parents about. Mom was so shocked to hear about some, and we were shocked to learn that she'd already knew others. We eventually landed on this one guy that went to school with me, and about how he always kissed his mom on the lips. It wasn't anything more than that, but he gave her mom a peck every time he said goodbye, even now at almost 30. I shared how it was always weird to everyone, and how even more bizarre an image of a 30-year-old man kissing his mother goodbye in public was. Yes, the hypocrisy of the thought doesn't escape me. After all, I've kissed my sister's asshole to say goodbye to her at some point. But like, it is a little odd looking at a 17-year-old kid that kisses you on the lips. I'm not judging him. At the end of the day, what I'm doing so far away in the moral scale, that he really comes out as a saint between us. I mean, it could be weirder. He could be like some of those freaks that masturbate with their moms, said my sister, making us all laugh as we agreed. Given that we were on the topic, I asked, I have a pervy question. Out of the times you masturbated together, have you ever touched each other? My sister looked at mom and said, this is all yours. I'm just going to sit this one out. Mom stayed silent and gave my sister a shy smile. She took a moment to think about her answer, eventually saying, yeah, we have. But never as in having sex. It's always been a little variation of masturbating together. She paused for a second and elaborated. never like having sex. Like, we've never just gotten together to finger each other. I nodded, for a moment processing the information, and jumped back asking, have you guys ever kissed? To which my sister responded, no, not even a peck, actually. She said it almost as if she was realizing this for the first time, surprised even. Why do you say it like that? Would it really be that weird compared to what you've done? I asked genuinely, being interested in the understanding of her thinking. She replied, I guess it would be. I'm just surprised I'd never even thought of it. She turned to Mom and asked, have you ever thought about it, Mom? Mom said, I actually hadn't either. Huh. And then both of them just kind of sat there thinking. I was watching them, waiting to see what happens next. Well, I guess there's your answer, my sister said, shrugging her shoulders. But as soon as she was done speaking, she leaned over and gave Mom a really quick peck. There, we've kissed now. You can check that off the list. We all laughed, and I came back into the conversation, saying a simple, wow, hot. Okay, we're balls deep into this, so you might as well ask. But if it's too creepy, tell me to fuck off at any point. So how exactly did this work? Like, how often were you guys doing it? Was there out here in the middle of the house or in bedrooms? Would you initiate? Give me the rundown, I asked, completely embracing the weird-ass situation we were in. Why do you want to know? Asked my sister. My only response was, research purposes. Mom laughed and proceeded to explain. It basically began whenever we had time to look into swinging stuff. Sometimes we end up watching porn, sometimes we didn't. If we felt like it, we would do it. If the other one didn't want to, then we'd wait till later to do it by ourselves. I guess we've come to enjoy it as its own thing. So we'll go to the other if we feel like doing it. Just ask. I don't know what else to tell you here. It's pretty much straightforward. Obviously, now I know that she deliberately neglected to tell me more about how Dad is also involved and that basically they had their own little sex life together. I think it would have been a good moment to ask about it. But the truth is, I had no real expectations of the conversation. I was more just interested in learning whatever Mom wanted to share. It was the act of her telling me about this that I enjoyed, not having the nitty-gritty details of the situation. What kind of porn did you guys watch? I asked. I looked at my sister now. My sister looked at Mom, almost expecting approval to response. Mom nodded and she said, we've seen some amateur swinger videos, some MMF threesomes, and some real lesbian porn, but it's mostly swinger stuff. She paused for a moment, trying to think of what else she might say, but Mom jumped in and added, and sometimes we'll watch a video of some girl or dude jerking off. My sister laughed, and that was as if it was an inside joke. I love inside jokes. One day I'd like to be a part of one. This was turning out to be quite the interview. And while I didn't want the conversation to only be throwing questions after questions at them, my curiosity was too much to bear. It just took over. So when you guys do it, do you guys get its own type of kick compared to masturbating alone? Or is it more like masturbating, but you happen to be doing it with someone next to you? I asked, readjusting the hand that covered my dick to hide my unavoidable erection. That one took some hesitancy, almost as if they both debated telling me this, but eventually they replied, for us, it's our own thing. We don't get turned on doing it together. They hadn't ever finished saying that, and I had my next question ready. Did you find it arousing when we did it together? Again, hesitating before answering, Mom said, well, it was a little different because you're a guy. But yeah, I'd say I did find it really hot. We all just smirked at each other, completely silent, sipping our drinks. We just looked around the room for a moment. It wasn't awkward, so I really don't know why we didn't say anything. It felt almost as if we were communally embarrassed of being part perverts. With a funny face, I said, look, so show, So should W. And before I even finished, Mom said in a funny tone, "Okay, fine. You've convinced me." We laughed, and she turned to my sister and asked, "Are you interested?" My sister said she was. Before anything else happened, my mom wanted to make sure we all had a refill. So she got up and headed to the kitchen with another to get another bottle. When she left the room, my sister shoved her skirt, touched her pussy, and brought her now wet fingers to my mouth. LOL, I'm very sorry if I'm writing goes to shit at this moment. Remembering this has me all worked up. I'm all jittery and shit. I was about to burst in my pants. When Mom came back with the bottle, it was obvious to her that I had a boner. It was ridiculous. "Wow, look at you, all ready to go," she said, topping up our drinks. We did a little toast, and to us, the dysfunctional families. My sister stood up and asked my mom if she could help her with the zipper and the back of her skirt. Mom did so and slowly lowered her skirt until she let it fall to my sister's feet. The blouse came off in one move. She was wearing a black bra with a floral pattern on it. It was fairly informal bra. However, its shape accentuated my sister's breasts so well. For bottoms, she had a thong, also black. Her pussy was covered with only fully opaque bit of fabric. The rest was translucent, letting us see a patch of hair that I love so much. She did a little 360 turn, letting us see her incredible ass for only a moment. She looked at my mom and reached out her hand and asked her to come near. When Mom did, my sister started undressing her without much ceremony. She just took off Mom's clothes and rushed over to get the next part. Mom's figure was incredible. And the flickering light form the fire made, little indented lines that go from between her breasts to her belly, look incredibly sensual. She was wearing a white bra that similarly to my sister's was pretty informal. However, it had a floral lace attached on top of it. Her panties are all lace, translucent white pair. They did a better job at hiding her tiny bush than my sister's. While she did her spin, my sister could not keep her hands off her, mostly focusing on her stomach. My sister would rub her hands up and down, almost as if she liked feeling how tense and tight her body was. Nearly embarrassed to be doing it in front of me, Mom would swat her hands off. When it was my turn, my sister asked if it was okay if they helped me get naked. I said that I would actually be really uncomfortable. They said, "Okay," and we went back to watching and agreed never to do this again. Alrighty, folks. Thanks so much for everything. Good night. Nah, I kid Reddit folk. I obviously said I was okay with two incredibly hot women taking my clothes off. My sister came closer and started unbuttoning my shirt. My mom walked around me and started taking off my shirt, and my sister kneeled and undid my belt and unleashed my beast. Mom came closer to me, squeezing her boobs on my back. To be able to see it spring up, they both giggled as this happened, and my sister gently flicked the tip of my penis with her index finger to make it wobble. Once we were naked, we sat back down on top of the blankets on the floor in front of the fireplace. We sat in a triangle, pointing perpendicular to the fire. They were both sitting next to each other, and I was sitting looking at them. Ideally, someone in my position, I think, would start slow, playing it cool, not look desperate. I, however, am a horny idiot, so I started going at an unsustainable pace. My sister's silent surprise reminded me to slow down. We don't want to make this experience any faster than it needs to be. I really wanted to take the long way home here. Both girls moved in almost synchronized steps as if they've done this before. They rubbed their pussies over their panties. Slowly their hands find their way inside their panties, and once they couldn't take it any longer, they moved their panties to the side in order to rub their pussies unrestricted. I stroked my dick quietly, intensely making alternating eye contact. The crackling was the only sound in the room, other than the gentle, closed-mouthed moans the girls were letting out. As we all got more aroused, we could really feel the heat from the fire. The extremely thin and subtle layer of sweat on their bodies, combined with the flickering light, made their bodies even more incredible to look at. My dick was pulsing at the same pace they were rubbing themselves at. Once they reached a certain level of arousal, slowly they started trying to get their tops off with one hand. A quick break was made for them to take their panties off, and then they continued. Mom came back with even more power and started fingering herself. My sister simply continued rubbing her pussy in a circular motion and would look at me in the eye and smile. The more Mom would finger herself, the more her body started tensing up. Her right foot, little by little, began to lift off the ground. My sister couldn't help herself and started admiring Mom's pussy, just looking at it in a nearly concerned way. I know my sister and I could tell something was building up inside her. I also think this is about where both my sister's brain and mine decided to turn off for the night, leaving our uglies in charge. She turned to look at me, and I knew exactly what she was saying to me. And it was like we were having a conversation. Just, okay, so we're going to do this. As we asked each other, we mutually nodded. As soon as I did, she threw her face at my mom and kissed her. My mom's hand rushed to her pussy and then back to my sister's head and gently stroked her hair. She did seem surprised for the first 3 seconds of the kiss, but unambiguously was into it. As they kissed, I had to tighten my grip on my dick until it hurt to stop myself from coming. My sister's hand started rubbing my mom's pussy, and my mom's pussy's hand was holding her head. About 30 seconds after, my sister broke the kiss and went back to the original position. We were all laughing. Mom joked about it being a good first kiss before correcting my sister. Second kiss. Mom laid all the way back, looking at the ceiling, and let her open her legs to show us both her pussy and asshole. Taking advantage of the fact that Mom wasn't looking at her, my sister put the hand she used to rub Mom's pussy on her mouth and went back to rubbing it. Both their legs were completely open, letting everyone get as much show as they wanted. For 20 to 30 minutes that we masturbated together, we did not say more than 10 words collectively. We only looked at each other's eyes and bodies. Mom would get back up and look at me. A little after, she'd readjust to be able to look at my sister. After telling them I was getting close, we came much closer to each other, although our bodies didn't touch. When I came, my cum flew up 3 feet. I kid you not. Watching me, both of them came also. All three of us fell backwards, trying to get air. We laid there for about 5 minutes, going from total silence to laughing back and forth. We all complained of having our bodies feel like jelly. Immediately after, we were ready for bed. Mom asked if we'd be interested in sleeping with her that night. After this level of intimacy, I really don't want to sleep by myself. I said, we could do it, but we'd sleep on my bed once we'd done our nighttime routines. We went to bed. This time, my sister was in the middle. The next day, we were woken up by Mom getting out of bed. Might as well get out of bed with her. We all had breakfast in our robes, laughing at our own existence. Dad would be coming home in the late afternoon, so we still had a full day. Mom had to run some errands and to do a stop at the office, and my sister would have to go to practice at some point. I'll probably have to tell you about it in the next post, but once we were left alone, my sister and I started to freak out a little bit. We just felt like we had let ourselves go, maybe a bit too much. There was some introspection done for a solid 2 hours about how we felt about things, but I don't really want to get into that at this point. LOL. God knows, enough time has been spent on it for a 24-hour period. We decided to make an active effort to relax together once she came back from school. Around lunch, we hung out outside. A little play fight broke out, ending with my sister pinning me down because I let her. Declaring a truce, my sister kissed me, and I squeezed her in a tight hug. Out from between the two of us, a little squeak came out, then a more clear whimper that became the sound of my sister crying. Her hugging me became stronger as her crying was less controlled. I could only think of stroking her hair and telling her I love her. I'd lie if I didn't tell you I cried a tear or two. The rest of the afternoon was haunted by really nice moments that would dissolve into our sour reminders I'm leaving. When it was time to leave for the airport, Mom could tell my sister had been crying. When asked, she said the truth, that we've grown so close, she's having issues with the idea of me going back. On our way from picking up Dad, we stopped at the hotel to have dinner in a restaurant. During dinner, you would have thought that our lives had never changed, that we're all normal family without fucked up habits and relationships. The only acknowledgement of our new reality came when Mom and my sister left to go to the restroom. Dad said something to the effect of, "Just touching base, how are you feeling?" I explained I was feeling good, but strongly believed we needed to have a conversation as a family, all of us, and kind of put all of our cards on the table. He agreed and proposed that we would do that the next day, today. I told him I'd like to have some time to just organize my thoughts and prepare a bit. "Perfectly reasonable," he said, just before the girls came back to the table. Once he finished dinner, Mom gave me the car keys and asked me to get her duffel bag from the trunk. They'd be staying at the hotel we were at, and we were to head back. "I haven't seen your dad in 3 weeks. You guys aren't emotionally equipped to deal with what you'd hear. Although at this point I've seen almost everything there is to see from them, I believe her." When my sister and I got home, we had a glass of wine and put some music on. We didn't talk much. I sat on the couch with her on my lap and we kissed and simply enjoyed looking at each other. The song "Call Me Irresponsible" came up. This is a very meaningful song in my family. It was my grandparents' song and my parents danced to it at their wedding, so it always had a very emotional tie to it, and it felt particularly suitable for how I was feeling yesterday, lol. We got up and danced slowly the whole duration of the song. My sister's eyes teared up from time to time in between. When the song was done, so was our evening. We went to bed together. As we held each other, we kissed and eventually had a slow, loving sex. As we were getting ready to fall asleep, she rested her head on my shoulder and I pet her hair. Breaking the silence, I sang, "Call Me Irresponsible." And as I kept going, my sister would join me, only whispering the lyrics. So that was the end of 28, 2 of 2. And I just want to say, like, the progression of the relationship and mom and daughter and son masturbating together and mom and daughter kissing was pretty intense. And I feel sad that Select Gift and his sister, their relationship is ending. But I don't think it's ending. I feel like it's just pausing because he's going back. So I think, and there's a lot more to read. So I hope you guys enjoy and have a happy new year.